You're listening to the co-production podcast brought to you by Cineuropa and Eurimage. I am Domenico Laporta and I'm the editor of Cineuropa, your number one resource for European content published daily in four languages. Cineuropa is supported by Creative Europe and you can always access our content for free at cineuropa.org. Today, we are discussing the co-production of The Grandson, El Nieto, written and directed by Nelly Neguera, a co-production between Spain and Greece. I'm welcoming the two co-producers of the film today. Welcome to the co-production podcast, everyone. Can I ask you to introduce yourself, starting with you, Adria? It's your second time already on the podcast. You were here with the first episode, but for the people that didn't listen to that one, I will ask you to introduce yourself again.
And actually, we changed the name of the film. Now it's called La Voluntaria, the Volunteer, because there was always this issue of who was the main character of the story and who was the point of view. So we've been having this brainstorming on the name for years, and finally we decide to call it La Voluntaria, the Volunteer. So just, but we may say The Grandson anytime because it's hard when you change the name of a project after these years. But yeah, my name is Adrià Monés. I'm the producer and owner of Fast & Films, that is a production company based in Barcelona and also with an office in Canarias. And we produce and develop films and series for the Spanish market. And we also like to co-produce a lot. I think like the last 10 films we did, 9 of them were co-productions, European co-productions. And we, during the pandemic, we were lucky to film 6 movies. It was very busy times. And we survived at this COVID. So now we're looking forward to make more movies in a more quiet and friendly environment.
Yeah, so you're more used to film during pandemic than anything else. I mean, most of your films were shot during the pandemic. Also with us today, Maria Drandaki, sorry. You are from Homemade Films in Greece. Welcome.
I come from Homemade Films. It's a company based in Athens, and it already exists for quite some years now. It was established in 2009, and we produce mainly fiction, feature films, and short films, and also documentary. And we co-produce a lot. I would say that most of our films are co-productions, because it's necessary when you produce films from Greece, but also because we like a lot the collaboration with other countries, and because by now we have a really great network of partners and collaborators, and sometimes we can even call them friends. We have a lot of films that have been premiering major festivals, and they have been distributed in theaters and in platforms and broadcasters all over the world. And I have to say, it's also very nice, the new title of the film. I'm a great fan of this. So,
okay, thank you. So, Adria, last time you were invited on the podcast, it was to talk about Between Life and Death. And you were a minority co-producer on the film. This time you're the majority producer on this one. Can you tell us a little bit about the story of the film?
Yeah, it's a story of a woman that she used to be a doctor, and she's retired, and she's full of energy and she wants to do things. And she had always this idea that when she will retire, she will take care of her grandchildren. But now she has her child. She has 3 children that they didn't give him a grandchild. So she's feeling a little bit like aiming for something else and missing something at her moment. And she decides to volunteer in a refugee camp in close to Athens. She goes there and she's full of energy and emotional. And she ends up having a relation with a kid, a refugee kid in the camp. So they develop this kind of, it could be a grandmother-child relation. And I will not tell you the end because you should watch it. It's a very good film. But it kind of talks about how when you want to take care of someone and you have good feelings, you may end up doing bad. And I think it's a good metaphor also of how Europe treats the refugees and what's the policies we're doing. It also questioned somehow the work of the NGOs, but on a way that I think it's with all the respect and all the love for what they do, because what they do, it's amazing. But it also somehow make us think what it means to love someone, and when you love someone, if you can make harm to them. And for me, it has many layers, and we have Carmen Machi as the main character, which is doing an amazing job. We have great casting of actors. I was really amazed of all the casting done by Homemade on the, with the refugees, with the Greek cast. I think it was a very good experience on the creative, but I'm going somewhere else. So.
Thank you. But you shot in a natural settings. I mean, did you find a real camp to shoot the film in Greece?
Well, this is a long story because we were the majority producers, but we start very soon working with Maria since the beginning. So, I mean, I think at the end it was financing. And it's true that we start because it was a Spanish director and writer, but we feel we've been almost since the beginning with Maria. So we start with a camp we scout in one camp. Then this camp, the script was written for that specific location. We scout there with the DOP, the director, and we completely changed the script. And then somehow the harbor or this area was bought by a Chinese company or corporation, so we could not film there. Then we were scouting for another camp, and very close to the shooting days, we also had an issue that it was maybe new construction to be done on that camp. So we were really stressed, like very close to the shooting that we could not make the movie. But at that moment, it's very good to have co-producers like Homemade, because we could save the situation very fast. And it's not been an easy production, to be honest. Like shooting on COVID times in a refugee camp with non-actors and an actor that's kind of famous in Spain. I think we did all the things that you should not do, if you ask me, when you produce a movie.
And a kid.
And a kid, sorry, and a dog. You're right.
Were you already, Maria, were you already familiar with the work of Nelly? Have you seen, prior to getting involved to this project, you had seen your previous film, our first film?
I'm not sure, actually, but I think I saw it very early when Adria approached me, and I really appreciated her her way of working with the actors, which is very natural and feels very familiar, and also how the way she deals with certain issues, the family in the previous film, and what Adria said, how wanting to do good can end up in doing bad, was something very, very familiar, but also very dear as an issue to me. It's something that really concerns me as well. And her approach to her characters and these themes were very much appreciated by me. So yeah, immediately I felt like it's something that can be part of Homemade Films lineup, and that I would like very much to work with Nelly and Adria.
And this team of helping that can be damaging sometime it was also featured in our previous film. So it feels that this is a thematic that she didn't completely expand it in the first project, and that she keeps expanding with this one. Was it something that was already in the script when you were approached, Adria, or did you help her to develop the script?
We actually start with a synopsis of 2 pages that was completely different. And I think it was a process of us of knowing more about the reality, because Nelly, she has been as a volunteer in a camp, and some kind of personal, also the thing of her mom being a doctor and not having grandchild. So there was things that touched her emotionally. But I think there's a very strong connection between the two films, that it's like that they could be like the same woman 40 years after or 30 years after, like Barbara becoming Carmen. So I think it makes complete sense, but it was harder because it was, she needs to put in the, on the mind of a woman that it's older, and there were more layers, and to understand also a point of view of the, of a refugee kid. It was more challenging, I think, for Nelly and the writers, for Valentina and Edu. So yes, they are connected, but for me, it's a more challenging project, I think.
So since you started with two pages, did you manage to secure some funding for the development of the project, or did you support the development all by yourself with your company?
We developed for a while on our own, and then we got media single projects. So this helped us at some moment.
Tell us also the kind of financing that you secured in Spain and also afterwards in Greece.
I think we got a full jackpot because we got IFEC, it's a Catalan regional funding. We got ICA, that it's a selective aid, that there's like 400 submissions, that there are 20 projects, I think, awarded. We got all the national, all the public TV, regional TV3, TVE. We got Movistar, that it's a pay TV. Then we got private investors for a tax shelter in Spain. We got Betim, that it's a distributor, but they also put an MG, and they are co-producing also the movie, Betim. And then we got Eurimage. It was 270,000 euros. And also on the Greek part, Maria did an amazing job financing the movie. So
yeah, in Greece also, we kind of used every available source. So we have the Greek Film Center on board, and then the ERT, which is the public broadcaster, and then the cash rebate scheme.
Can you tell us a little bit about the cash rebate in Greece? How does it work?
Yeah, the cash rebate actually is a very interesting financing tool right now in Greece, because it gives back 40% of the expenses made in Greece. This is one of the highest cash rebate schemes in Europe, I would say in the world, basically. And also lately, they have been also adding to that they also reimburse part of the foreign expenses made in Greece. From an amount of eligible expenses and up, they also reimburse 50% of the foreign invoices on top of the Greek invoices. So this makes it maybe the most attractive cash rebate at this moment. And Voluntaria has been a film that in any case was written to be shot in Greece. But the cash rebate has been a tool that helped a lot with films like Voluntaria, but also with films that relocated the shooting to come to Greece to use this tool.
So we've been talking about the financing plan, but can you tell us about the overall budget of the film?
We're still working on that, yeah.
But can you tell us around what amount we are talking about?
Between 1 and 2 million.
Okay. So 270,000 from Eurimage is quite sizable when we see the scope of the project. So you said it was a challenging shoot. What about post production? Is it better? Is it faster? Is it smoothier? Can you tell us? You are in the middle of it or at the end of it? Where is the film standing right now?
We're almost ready, but actually we got some issues also in post-production, like COVID. One of the editors, she also had some personal issues. So she had to stop editing for a while. We need to find an editor in the month of July that comes help us with the editing. Then the other editor came back. The guy doing the color correction had a motorbike accident. He's okay. But I mean, I think we had kind of like a curse on the movie. But I think then it means that it will be good, I hope, at the end. Because, we're almost finished. We have a plan to submit to festivals now in end of November and December. And we're aiming to Berlin, San Sebastian, where was the first film of Nelly was there. So we're starting now the career for festivals. And,
Is there already an international sales agent attached, or you submitted the film to sales agents yet?
We're in discussions with a sales agent. So we just finished the film, we're finishing right now. So we want to show it because the script was very good. We could raise a lot of finance, but I think the execution is very important on a movie like that. And also it's a hard moment for distributors. We have many films to be released. So we're waiting for the one that will really like it and help us with it.
And I'm a bit curious about the tone of the film, because having seen Nelly's first feature that she shot already 5 years ago, right? I mean, it was 2016, Maria and everybody else. It was also light-toned and humoristic. Do we have that kind of tone in this one? Because the topic is very serious, obviously.
What do you think, Maria?
I think we don't have, let's say, a tone that is as heavy as the issue suggests. We have, I would say, a very, very authentic and touching and human level film that embraces everything in everyday life. So both humor and lightness, as well as seriousness and even sometimes tragic or heaviness. I think this is what makes this film so authentic and special.
So it seems that through adversity, you two have bonded, because it's always like that. The more difficult the shoot, then the more problems to solve, and then the friendship and relationship also professionally develops. Do you plan on working together again on a different project, or did you work together just specifically because the story was set in Greece?
I will ask first. So if you say no, Maria, I will not change my mind. Yeah, no, for us, it was a very good experience to find a co-producer that on the creative side can be on the same mood and that you understand each other. And we had many problems, to be honest, during the production. And the way Maria could respond and the way we solve it, for me, it was very important that to be with someone that you can trust and that you can just make a team. And I was really amazed, to be the moment that they start constructions on the refugee camp 3 weeks before shooting, I thought, okay, we're not making this movie. We also had COVID on the kid. We had many, many, many issues at the same time. And I think it's good to have a partner that you can trust and that you can bond. And yeah, I will repeat for sure. Yeah.
And how did you two meet? I mean, was it at the co-production market or through any other mean?
We met in Berlin many years ago. We were introduced by a colleague producer from Germany. I think that Adria had met somewhere, and then because he had this film in mind, he wrote me and we met there, and we kept being in touch, because that was a very early stage of the film, maybe these two pages or a treatment. And then we kept regularly in touch throughout the development process. And then we started financing together. And I would also like to add a little bit, yes, the film had a lot of problems. I don't think I have been more stressed in my entire producing life before so much. I've made only very, very challenging films. But this one is had a combination of everything going wrong. But at the same time, indeed, I felt like it was my own film. I was the majority producer and being responsible for this film. And I think this is also very much due to Adria and the whole team. It bonded really well with our quick team. I have to say that in the end of the shooting, we were doing goodbyes for 2 or 3 days already. Last night, before the Spanish crew left. We couldn't like separate. It was really nice. And still when we have this chain made and when someone gives an update on the film, Nelly wrote us, for example, a few days ago about the status and everything, everybody starts replying very enthusiastically and very warmly, which is something very not so often. So, yeah. I would do it again.
So that's the best way to wrap this up. We're really looking forward to watch this film, hopefully in a major festival that would be its place. Also because of the journey, as you described it. Thank you for being the guests of the co-production podcast today. If you enjoyed this episode, don't miss the other ones. We have all of them uploaded on our website, cineuropa.org. You can also subscribe to Apple Music, Spotify, Google, and basically all the podcast platforms out there to listen to this content. Maria, Adria, thank you. Thanks again. All the best for the films and all the best for a future collaboration and also your own projects. Please keep making films and we will keep watching them. Thank you.